Gardens. Domestic garden. It was Saturday morning. Tara and Mom were up early because they were going to visit Auntie Meg. Auntie Meg lives by herself now, said Mom. She needs us to help her with her garden. Auntie Meg was pleased to see them. My garden is a mess, she said. There was long grass growing everywhere, and the flower gardens were full of weeds. There's a lot of work to do, said Tara. Mom cut the long grass and plants. Auntie Meg raked up the leaves. Tara pulled out the weeds and put them in the garden bags. Then she cleaned the old bird bath. It was very hard work, hot work. At the end of the day, the garden was tidy again. There were bees buzzing in the flowers and birds splashing in the clean water in the bird bath. Auntie Meg was very happy. Frogs may even come back to live in the little pond, she said. This is a beautiful garden for wildlife, said Tara with a smile. A garden for wildlife. I think it is good to have a garden for wildlife. A garden should have lots of plants and fresh water. Because birds, insects, and frogs will come and live there. If a garden has trees and bushes, birds can make their nests in the branches. Insects can hide in the bark. Birds and insects can get food from the flowers and berries. The garden should have lots of plants because bees get pollen and nectar from the flowers. It is good to have a bird's bath in the garden so that birds can drink or splash in it. Frogs may come and live in the garden, in a garden pond. Because a butter... A beautiful garden with wildlife can make you feel happy. Glossary, bath. Berry, buzz, clean, insects, mess, messy, nectar, pollen, pond, splash, tidy, woodlife.